listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to speak to you about the law that brings liberty. And I want to read you four verses from James chapter 2. I'm going to begin now at verse 10. For whoever shall keep the whole law and yet stumble in one point, he is guilty of all. For he who said, "Do not commit adultery," also said, "Do not murder." Now, if you do not commit adultery, but you do murder, you have become a transgressor of the law. So speak and so do as those who will be judged by the law of liberty. For judgment is without mercy to the one who has shown no mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment. We usually don't think that the terms law and liberty go together. This modern kind of thinking is wrong, and it's even harmful. We too often think that the key to real liberty is ignoring or breaking God's law by doing whatever comes into our mind to do. Yet James reminds us that this is not correct at all. Continuing on to a new thought in his letter, James puts forth a simple principle. Here it is. Whoever shall keep the whole law and yet stumble in one point, he's guilty of all. James here guards us against a selective obedience, the sort that will pick and choose which commands of God should be obeyed and which can be safely disregarded. We can't say, "I like God's command against murder, so I'll keep that one, but I don't like his command against adultery, so I'll ignore that one." God cares about the whole law. Therefore, we should so speak and so do as those who will be judged by the law of liberty. We are under the law of liberty. It has liberty, yet it is still a law that must be obeyed, and we will be judged by it at the judgment seat of Christ. That's in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. It might be called the law of liberty because it gives us liberty. Or one might call it the law of liberty because it comes freely from the life of God's redeemed people. Either way, it is vitally connected to liberty. Then James expressed the importance of this. He said this, "For judgment is without mercy to the one who has shown no mercy." And those who will be judged by the law of liberty, we should always show mercy to others by keeping ourselves from partiality or prejudice. The mercy we show will be extended to us again on the day of judgment, and that mercy triumphs over judgment. Here, James related another principle of Jesus from the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus said this in Matthew chapter 7, verse 2, "For with what judgment you judge, you will be judged. And with what measure you use, it will be measured back to you." The Bible commentator G. Campbell Morgan did a good job of explaining James's idea here. He said, "The law of liberty is the law which defines our relationship to God and man as love mastered. To speak and to do under that impulse is to be free indeed. If that law be disobeyed, if no mercy be shown, then judgment based upon that law will show no mercy. Yet, God empowering us, if we walk in this Christ life, when we are judged, we will find mercy. We will find that mercy triumphs over judgment. The idea is that the life that has shown mercy will triumph in the face of judgment, even as Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount. Do you want to see mercy win in your life? Then depend upon God and look to Him and set out to live the kind of life suggested by the perfect law of liberty. This loving law keeps us in freedom, unbound by the chains of sin, partiality, and bitterness. Imagine, if you will, a dog that says to himself, "I'm going to do whatever I want. I'm free. I'm going to bark whenever I want to bark. I'm going to run wherever I want to run. I'm going to bite whoever I want to bite. Now, that dog might think it has freedom, but that dog is going to be bound by a strong collar and chain. That dog isn't safe anywhere. Yet, imagine a totally obedient dog, one that lives in sync with his master. That dog can go anywhere, and that dog has total freedom. It would know the law of liberty. Now, we aren't dogs, but we can know the liberty of obedience. We can know it well enough to avoid the bondage of disobedience. Listen, friend, walk in the law of liberty today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.